Occupant.
Blog Talk Radio.
The people in between there.
Now, you know what? Ladies, gentlemen, and transgender peoples of all shapes and sizes, what the hell is up with you?
Cool it, man.
How many inside of you is back in the house?
Dude, you gotta bring that body down in there, Chip.
All right, yeah, Chip. Well, sorry, Brothers Gate. Welcome to Ringside View, the wrestling podcast with the best seat in the house. My name
best
is
Best seat ever. True.
Yeah, what's up? Right off the gate, I'll let you know that our longstanding producer, Melvin, has not been fired. But we have rewarded him for his weeks of impeccable and mostly awesome service.
Yeah, I mean, so it's him on vacation. You know, what does every good employer do for their best employee?
Paid vacation.
So he's sitting at home right now.
Top-notch stuff, by the way.
Top-notch stuff. We sent him just a care package, you know. Just
we did.
Simple.
We put him up first-class accommodations in his house. We sent him a couple of different things. I think we went around the Ringside View offices here and took some ideas and then, took some of the petty cash.
He gets a daily hat.
I know I sent him a couple of things. Did you send him a couple of things, too?
I sent him more than a couple of things.
Okay, well, what are some of the things that you sent Melvin while he's on a stay-at-home vacation this week?
You didn't tell me. We're going to ask this question.
Well, I mean, I think if I have to be upfront about my expenses concerning our advertising and public service announcement budgets, then we both need to be upfront about what we bought Melvin.
Some of the things didn't cost me anything.
I'm intrigued. What do you mean? But they didn't cost you anything.
Stop digging for information.
This is the top-notch wrestling podcast in the entire freaking universe, dude. I am a journalist.
I may have given him the wonderful gift of Snapchatting my scrotum to him on a daily basis.
You snap-scroted him.
I snap-scroted him.
Nice. So that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. That way he's like, can't get that vision out of his head. It lasts way longer than 10 seconds, if you know what I mean.
And if you catch it the right way. Yeah. Well, it's good.
What have you bought him?
Well, a couple of things. I got him a 64-pack of Kraft Dinner. I thought, hey, you know, the man's got to eat, you know, eat on me. I didn't get him milk or butter or anything. Like that dude can get his own shit, you know. Hey, don't laugh. That's he's a grown-up, all right? He's his own audio producer. It's funny. I went to Costco to get some stuff for him. You know, I just kind of thought, I don't know what Melvin does. So I got him, some super absorbent pads. I don't know what he needs, which is if he's got, you know, a nasty spill around the house, that would probably be good for those. And I got him 128 ounces of Parmesan cheese. So that's what I did. But it's 3 months old, so I told him.
He told me about the Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
He did not think it was Parmesan cheese when you gave it to him.
Well, what did he think it was?
Well, I mean, giving somebody a gift saying have a good time and you give them 128 ounces of Parmesan cheese, and you put it in a bag.
I did. See, I thought the container was too bulky. I ran out of room in my smart car.
You
so
put it in a big bag.
I did.
White powdery Parmesan cheese.
Well, I also blended it with both baking soda and flour to try to give it like a little bit more fluff.
What do you think he did with it?
Did he snort the Parmesan cheese?
He snorted 126 ounces. Before the eyes, it wasn't getting him high. Nothing was happening.
That's a lot.
And just because he only had two more ounces left, he just fucking finished it.
He finished it up.
He said it tasted good. It smelled good.
Well, that's probably a really tasty back drip on that.
He's actually texting me right now.
Oh, there you go. I hope he's enjoying. Melvin, what's up? I would hope to say that we miss you, but it's not true. But we got a new producer. He's a temp. 1 week tryout, but we like to try out some new guys here. Chip is the new producer for this week.
Yeah, Chip, how you doing, buddy? How you doing?
We did not mic Chip this week. I'm going to tell you why. I got chipped last minute, and he said something that I would consider a little offensive just before we went on the air. So I went ahead and I cut the cord that would be the mic into his booth. So we will not be hearing from Chip unless he bursts in the door, yelling the same obscenities he said when I first met him earlier.
Hey, guys!
Oh, shit. What's up, Chip?
Nothing much. I fucking hate people.
Do you, Chip, do you hate people?
Yeah, I hate blonde people especially.
Oh, dude. What's wrong with blonde people? Blonde people are just fine.
Well, they look different.
Well, they look blonde, Chip. That's what's different about them. You have a problem with people who are different?
Yeah.
Chip. Okay, well, that's cool. I don't really want to investigate any further. I'm not going to ask you, like, why you don't like people who are different. So I'm just going to usher you out of the room now. Chip, thank you for joining us here on the show.
Yeah, I want one more thing to say.
Oh, shit. What's your one more thing to say, Chip?
I think they need to bring back that Alberto Del Rio guy from WWE.
What?
Alberto Del Rio.
They need to bring Alberto Del Rio back.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to say that, Chip. Why would I'm curious. Well, why do you want to see Del Rio back? Is it his entrance? Is it the character? What do you like about him?
Why do I like anything about him? Actually, it's the opposite.
Oh no.
I think of Alberto Del Rio. Exactly.
Trevor, no, he's not. He's a wonderful person. I think you should go back in the door now, and you should shut it. Drew,
what I think?
No, Chip, shut up. Drew, get him out of here. Thank you, Drew.
All right,
thank
Chip, you, Drew. Chip. Was it the hair?
No, dude, don't instigate that.
Was it the hair, Chip? That was more than the hair.
Don't instigate.
All right, Chip, just go back in. You're not coming back next week.
You walk the fine line with bringing people in here like that, dude. That's what I'm saying.
You walked in here also!
I don't know.
Nope.
We're inside view. We want to welcome you. First of all, thank you for getting all that high drama out of the way, folks. Welcome you. Tonight is very special to all of us because we're talking about our second favorite wrestling show of the year. It's tonight. It's episode 58 of Ringside View. It's a very merry Ringside View.
Yes, it is.
Royal Rumble. And we're going to talk all about the upcoming Royal Rumble this Sunday. Live on pay-per-view. We're going to talk about past Rumbles. We're going to talk about what kind of surprises lie around the corner. We're going to talk about the title match. Any other fun details that may come up, as well as other news. I'm going to interject in here real quick. I'm sorry, Chip just fried my brain there for a second, folks. That trying to stop that hurricane, thank God it cut. I might padlock that door so it doesn't come back out until we're done with the show. But, okay, so let's start with some news right off of the top of the show here. So, Impact Wrestling, TNA, moved to Fridays on Destination America, first show, and it had improved viewers. True. Question. I want to hear your answer. Do you think TNA is going to be able to gain any additional audience with this new show?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Wait, what's the new show?
Impact Wrestling on Destination America.
Oh, with the new channel?
Yeah.
Still no.
Okay.
They're going to get old guys that tune in, that accidentally tuned in on one of the knockout segments. They're like, oh, my God, I have naked women. And they're going to be like, oh, my God, I have naked men.
Well,
and then they're
going to
be like,
trimesters.
Yeah, where's the fishing show? If TNA starts bringing in, like, bass hunters and, like, wildebeest and like some lions and maybe some like tribal African dudes. And who's that dude that travels the world and eats weird food?
Stop. There's a channel. It's called Destination America. It's like a travel show channel about America. So,
wait,
am I gonna have a tribal
channel? Channel only shows shit about America.
Yes.
I love America.
Yeah, I know you love America.
The only place that I can do this.
America.
But at the same time, Who the hell doesn't already know about this country?
Well, you obviously aren't aware of the programming that is on Destination America. Destination America is kind of channel that on one side has things like Fry Masters, which is a cooking competition like a Chopped or something, but only just like the rules of Chopped, only you have to deep fry everything and it has to be on a stick. Right? That's the kind of show. It's like, that's America. Then on the other side, they have a show that follows child beauty pageants.
Hold on. Then after child beauty pageants is TNA?
I don't know, but a show about fried food on a stick
is there
child
racing?
Beauty pageant and pro wrestling, that's a cliche, right?
Is there racing?
I don't think there's
anywhere
racing.
It's not truly American.
I'm racing on that. All
right?
You need a talk show, too.
Children's beauty pageants?
Yeah.
And what's the difference between that and TNA?
There's less DUIs with the child beauty pageant roster, I guess would be my comment.
I'm sorry, TNA performers and wrestlers and fans of the performers and wrestlers. I love y'all. Mad respect for you.
Absolutely.
But, God damn, you're the worst boss ever. I'm not going to get into TNA.
Did you see when she went through the table?
What?
Did you see when she went through the table?
Did Bully Ray do it? Yeah, then I saw it.
Yeah.
And I felt very good.
Yeah.
Instant boner.
Instant bone for seeing this table go through a table. That's a first tier.
One for one.
Eye for an eye, wood for wood, blood for blood. And that's what you get here. A ringside view. I just wanted to get Drew's TNA stuff in and out here now so we can get to it. So what we're going to also talk about here, because it's a Royal Rumble heavy show, folks, and after we get through the news, we're going to get into it. But we want to hear from you because we're going to be taking your we want to know what your pick is. We want to know not only who you think is going to win, but we want to know who you want to win the epic 30-man Royal Rumble match. And a number for you to call in, as it always is, but we like to say it anyway because we like to hear ourselves talk, is 602-753-1764. That's 602-753-1764. So, I mean, sweet, right? And be part of the live chat where we got Chip there. I can't guarantee he's not going to type something offensive to you, but be a part of the show. And we're going to see who do you think is going to be those surprise entrants that we get every year at the Rumble.
Well, I just want this guy to be a real magic.
Right, dude, no, I'm going to duct tape the window. I can't handle this guy. I can't handle it.
Oh, I think Colleen.
If I want that kind of shit, Drew, I'll let Fox News play in the background of our podcast.
Great Colleen is a fabulous entertainer.
Oh, God. Okay, stop, Chip. I will give you $5 and this half of a steak I had for lunch.
Just ask me why.
Why?
Because he's American.
Okay. I don't know if that's correct.
You got citizenship.
All right.
I was there.
Oh, you were there. All right. Well, there you go. Well, Chip, maybe we'll talk about that after the show.
He took 6 mugshots. To become an American.
I don't think that's part of the... No, that's not part of the thing. It can't be part of the thing.
Yeah. Well, it's part of my thing. You look like an American.
All right, Chip.
Commercial break?
I think commercial break is just fine. Chip, please.
Commercial?
If you don't mind.
Oh, which one do you want to hear?
Just play the one that was for being paid to play. Play Becky's and Fernando's, dude. Please. Ringside View.
Hello, my name is Fernando Escuela, and I am president and founder of Escuela Preparation Company. We here at Escuela know just how lonely the apocalypse can be. We know that you may be forced to share it with somebody else or by yourself, but no matter what, the minutes, the hours, the days, and the weeks will tick away slowly, ever so slowly, until they melt away into nothingness. That is why I, Fernando, have brought to you the newest product from the Escuela Preparation Company. Introducing and bringing to you Fernando's Oil. Fernando's Oil ensures that every moment of your post apocalyptic experience. Every second of your post end of days life is properly lubricated and scented for both yours and their pleasure. Make those hours feel like minutes. Make those days and weeks feel like forever with Fernando's Oil. The only way to make sure your end of days goes smoothly. Fernando's Oil, brought to you by the Escuela Preparation Company.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Becky, and I'm here to tell you something.
I'm freaking awesome.
Yeah, and besides that, I'm opening a beauty salon.
It's gonna be freaking wicked.
Yeah, I cut hair and do nails and, like, do tans and shit. So come on down.
You know it's so hot.
If you want to get, like, the coolest shit ever, hit me up on Twitter. It's at Becky Bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so hot.
Becky, awesome.
Welcome back to Ringside View. Off the rails, but back on this. I wouldn't call it a crazy train. I'd call it like a slightly disturbed train, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing right now.
Yes, that's what we like to do. But this is the premier, greatest thing in the universe ever. As far as wrestling podcast goes, I mean, geez, we're all at the top of the heap. I mean, without a shadow of a doubt. If we were in the ring... podcast-wise, with any other wrestling podcast, it would be like that time Cena and Orton fucked the entire Raw roster, just dropping people left and right.
Yeah.
Only to be stopped by Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That's great.
Maybe. But, hey, so we got a couple of news items to get to before we get into our very merry Royal Rumble special here tonight. A couple of light things before we get to the big topic. Jim Ross, reports are coming out that he was in talks with AAA's Lucha Underground show that's been airing on the LRA network here in USA, in the Americas, to be their voice of their commentary, but apparently talks falling through. So JR is not going to be going to Lucha Underground, as rumored. Speaking of JR, he got himself into a little bit of a sniffy Twitter war with Josh Matthews, formerly of WWE, now TNA lead guy. JR commented on how it was smart to have the beginning of the UFC program on Fox start during the last couple of minutes of the AFC championship game.
Yeah,
and he said that was a win for UFC. And Josh Matthews, I don't know if he misinterpreted it as saying that the NFL lost, but he told JR that that's stupid and that he should just go home. And JR, you know, just paraphrasing here, that I didn't expect that from you. I hope you didn't misinterpret that. And Matthew stuck by his comment and said it's a little harsh but true. And JR, you know, shot back, and there they are. So,
snipping.
Josh Matthews picking a fight with JR.
Josh Matthews, booted from WWE.
Topping off season one.
Shows up at TNA and feels entitled.
Mm-hmm. So what you thinking?
Yep.
Yeah, dude, people can't hear you nod.
Yep, no, I mean, I'm thinking out loud, and my thoughts out loud are just calling it how I see it.
Yep.
Josh Matthews and TNA, total douche.
Mm-hmm. Total nonstop assholes, is that your quote you said?
It's good, it's good damn fucking statement.
Yeah.
Anyway, regardless of that, I think that Jim Ross could take Josh Matthews.
You think so? Can you pick him in that fight?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, $1,000, the odds are even. Who do you put your $1,000 on in that fight?
Jim Ross, of course.
Okay.
He'll figure a way out.
Really? Belt Palsy? Old guy?
Dude, he'll figure a way out.
He'll figure a way out, okay. I don't know who I'd take in that fight. I'd probably take the...
Somewhere in that audience would be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, man. He wouldn't take shit.
Anybody who touches JR, got a problem with Stone Cold.
No, you know, I don't know, man. If JR...
Stone Cold! Stone Cold!
I would bet that fight ends in a draw, but not the point. Well, good, interesting drama.
I think JR just kicks him in the nuts, calls it a day.
All kinds of other fun stuff going on in the wrestling world, but the big thing to talk about is that WrestleMania 32's location has been announced, it has been finalized, it will be in Dallas, Texas, Arlington technically, at the Cowboys Stadium, and it seats 105,000 people plus.
Was it going to be anywhere else?
There's Philadelphia ones in. They still won 33.
Yeah, but I mean, Dallas was supposed to happen already.
That was the right way for it because how many stars could align for that show? And what are you going to, you know, I think, gosh, I mean, we're going to talk, folks, we're going to have ourselves a WrestleMania 32 special here in a couple of weeks. Talk about what they need to do for that card. Put 105,000 people in that seat. It's what we'd like to see. We're going to have to see what the big, you know, angles going into that will be. But
then,
first thoughts on that announcement, Drew.
Then next year for WrestleMania 32, we're going to replay what we said because we'll probably be right because we're the best seat in the house.
Best seat in the entire house.
In the universe.
Universe.
I mean, Dallas, Texas, 105,000 people. That's it.
They're going to have to break the WrestleMania 3. Now, according to Meltzer,
the largest live audience
for WWE.
For WWE or in the United States?
For pro wrestling in the United States.
What else has been bigger?
You fill a Cowboys game with 100,000 people. There's college seats.
There's going to be more seats for wrestling events.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to break. There's college games, football games, that draw 100,000 people in the country. There's not, like, getting 100,000 people isn't super rare. For a wrestling event, it is. And it's never been done in the United States, certainly. They've done it disputedly in, I believe, South Korea is where they did it, somewhere in Southeast Asia. For WCW, Flair was on the card. I think it was Flair Baba, Giant Baba. But the WrestleMania 3 number, which is quoted as 93,000, somewhere actually closer, according to Meltzer and the Internet Insiders, it's closer to 80,000 than so many people were there. And that's real close to the number they drew when they were back in Detroit for 23. So, I mean, they're trying to break it, though. They're trying to make it the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
So how did they come with the number 92,000?
How many seats they had. You know, they gave a lot of seats away. Then WWE always bumps up their number. They always do. If it's 92,000, it's 96,000. This is how Vince rolls. So every time they announce the attendance, unless it's at Madison Square Garden and it's undisputedly sold out and the number of that is known to be in the 20,000s somewhere, then you really can't play with it. But when you know your max is somewhere, you have a lot of leeway when you're Vince McMahon. A lot of wide-angle camera lenses, too. But that's the big news. And we're going to have a 32 special coming up, folks, so we want to hear what you want to have to say about that between now and then. We'll be on some polls on the Facebook and on the website to see how you feel about it, folks.
Yeah, I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Mm-mm.
We got Royal Rumble.
Yes, but now the road to any WrestleMania begins with a Royal Rumble match. The greatest battle royal you can have in pro wrestling. They treat it so special that it's just a magnanimous event.
Let's talk about the card, man. Let's not talk about the Rumble match yet. Let's save that.
Yes, I agree.
Because we want that to be fresh in your brains, America. And internet and
world, universe, galaxy, all
out there listening.
This universe and any alternate versions of it.
Yes, parallel dimensions alike.
We do. We rock every single one of
and
you.
And it's refreshing your brain when you leave this show this week. The Royal Rumble drinking game rules.
Yes, and the match. But we're going to get to the other part of the card. Now, let's go pre-show. It's going to be a new day. The new stable featuring Xavier Woods, Big and Kofi Kingston, who we're fans of on the show. All
new,
guys.
Day.
New day!
New day!
New day!
New day! New day!
They're going to be teaming up against the Adam Rose and the new pretty hot tag team of Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. What do you think about this, and who do you see going over?
What happened to the bunny?
Apparently whoever's playing the bunny, they've phased the bunny out for right now. They weren't going to do a bunny reveal. At least not yet.
The bunny. The bunny is adorable.
The bunny will probably be in the WrestleMania Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
All right, the bunny.
No, Adam Rose and Cesaro and Kidd versus a New Day. Who do you see winning?
New
Day's winning.
New Day. New Day.
Yeah, they're winning. I would agree with that statement. Keep building.
New Day.
You need a babyface tag team in this tag team division, especially with the Ascension.
I want them to be healed so bad, though.
Well, I think they're better suited as faces right now, and then once you can underscore your babyface roster a little more, then turn them and absolutely have fun with that. Okay, so rest of the card. well, let's go right into it. New Age Outlaws versus the Ascension. Agreed. Who do you think is going to take that?
New Age Outlaws versus the Ascension.
Yes, they have to. Especially after that Raw segment didn't look, make them look super, super good.
No. Well, I mean, honestly, though, I mean, what makes you look, makes your ass, getting your ass kicked look better than by a couple legends?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing to say.
You can still go.
My biggest problem with that segment.
They can go 20 minutes a year, the Outlaws, so they choose it wisely.
We saw them last year at the Royal Rumble win the tag titles. So they can, they still got a little bit of fight left in them. My biggest problem with that Ascension promo on Raw with all the legends was it shows you that these guys are supposed to be the new big, huge, hulking tag team, and they're not taller than most of the guys that they were in the ring with in that segment. And it was blaringly obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially when they put them against, like, 4'11".
Jobbers
and stuff, you know, like
enhancement talent.
Yeah. Put them next to the Usos.
Yeah.
See how they fare.
Well, that's where they're going.
Yeah.
Probably.
Speaking of which, are they on the card? The Usos?
The Usos are defending the tag titles against Miz Dowling, Miz. In the rematch for that.
I'm seeing a Miz Dowling face turn here.
Soon.
If not Sunday.
I don't see it. I don't see it at Sunday. I think they got a lot more, they got more legs under this yet. You got a lot of time to sell the dissension. There's a lot of fun comedy that could be had with Miz doing stuff to intentionally cause Miz Dow to hurt himself. And Miz Dow basically being like the funnier Virgil to Miz Dow's $1 million man before you get this, you know, milk it. Milk it. Don't pay it off because you want a little extra buzz. You know, let it run its table. Time.
I think they should win.
Miz Dow and Miz.
Yeah, I hate the Miz, but I think that the team of Miz Dowling they should win, if only to keep it going to Fastlane. You know, set up for what I believe is going to happen at WrestleMania 31, the four-way tag team title match. I think they're going to have another one of those this year. But I think between those two, let Miz Dowling and Miz take it, and then they can lose again at Fastlane and do something at WrestleMania with everybody. But you Usos are just so freaking good.
They are really, really good.
And they just, they sell it so well. It's, oh my God, the amount of talent in that tag team that if they walk into a pay-per-view, it doesn't matter who they fight. It's almost like the closest you came to thinking that they were, like, not capable of winning.
Was the Wyatts.
Was the Wyatts.
Yeah.
And it was like, once they overcame that hurdle, it was just like, they own it.
Well, I agree. I think they really come into their own this year over the last, you know, this last season of WWE, if you will, post-WrestleMania till now. I think they're the best tag team in WWE right now.
Hands
down.
Yeah.
So make them the strong tag. They need to be the tag champions going into WrestleMania, I think, whether they win or lose, because that will do more for the tag titles than them winning it in WrestleMania, than retaining.
Yeah.
Would be better for the belts. And if not, if you got plans of, if you're not doing like a multi-man tag title match, I would just do the Usos and the Ascension at WrestleMania.
I agree.
That's what I would do. But then again, too, what do you do? If you're doing a multi-man match, and that's what you do with Cesaro and Kid, too. Do you have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal this year at WrestleMania?
I thought that was like a sad thing.
I would like it to be. I would like it to be.
That's what Hogan said last year.
So do you? How do you put Cesaro in it, and does he win it? But we'll talk about that on the way to WrestleMania.
Yeah, but I mean, my pick this year, Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle's going to take the Andre the Giant over the top battle royal. See, I'm going to go with El Torito. That's my pick.
Okay, well, we're on the same page here.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think before we get into any further on the card, we talk about the Usos and Miz and Miz Dow. I guess one more question I have for you is, does Miz Dow even get into the match this time?
Yeah. I think that Miz Dow gets involved, actually, to save Miz's ass. And if the Usos win, it's simply because Miz gets pissed at Miz Dow for thinking that Miz needed his help. But, yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think Miz Dow will get involved in one fashion or another and get into the match. Or Miz is going to actually have to tag him. And it's going to be the one time you see somebody get a pop bigger than Usos that night. So,
well, there you go. Excuse me.
There's one thing you can be sure. Miz Dow can take an ass whooping.
Yeah, I think they may have actually cut the Miz Dow match from the card, actually, now at this point. I think they might all be in the I think they're all in the Royal Rumble match. I don't know if they're actually going to sell the tag title match. But speaking of another tag match, it's Paige and Natalya versus the Bellas. non-Divas title match, tag team match. Any reason that the Bellas don't win that match?
Because they're whoring it up.
So they're not going to win because they're whoring it up, as you quote. End quote.
No, they'll win because it's Mrs. Super Cena.
Yeah.
Period. She's Mrs. Super Cena.
I thought you were going to mention her, period. I'm like, wow.
Well, there I go there, all right.
Yeah, well, I thought that, well, you're on a
they're
roll.
Nice purple.
Yeah.
Make sure you use it.
Easy, kids. And then the last match before the actual one match, just one worth, heavily worth talking about, and that is, of course, the Triple Threat WWE title match. Champion Brock Lesnar defending against John Cena and Mr. Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins. Who's taking this, Drew? And is there cash in afterward? Simply
if
put.
Cena wins, there may be a cash in. I don't know. Like, I say let's go Lesnar wins because that's what I want to see. I want to see Lesnar win. I want to see D-Brock win the Rumble. But that's the only reason I want to see Lesnar win the match is for that WrestleMania match. Other than that, I would actually write Lesnar out of the title picture going into Mania. So, as a fan, I'd want to see Lesnar win. As a somebody who wants to think about business for a minute, I probably would write Lesnar into something else in the Mania. But how do you take the belt off of him?
I mean, that would be the only way he's not pinned or submitted in this match. The only real way out is if Cena, or without Lesnar looking bad, is if one of those two other guys pin themselves or each other.
That's the thing, though. That's what it's going to come down to. If Lesnar loses, it's going to be because he didn't get pinned.
I think, first of all, there's a lot of outs in this match. I think there are a lot of ways this angle could go. I think the one that baffles me the most is what do you do if Cena wins this match? It's almost like the only way my Rumble winner up to that moment will decide on who wins that belt. Because if Cena walks out of that match and out of that show as a WWE champion, I can't help but say Reigns is going to win that match for Reigns Cena type of WrestleMania match.
I still think D-Bry
Johnson.
Simply because, like, you look at that match and how those two have that history of being in that match together and it's just getting ruined by people. You know, so I mean, like, it would be that John Cena righteousness thing. I finally get to give you the match that you've always deserved, you know, and no offense, but, you know, like, the cookie-cutter wrestling fans out there will eat that shit alive.
They would, with the two baby faces going
on. Yeah, eat that shit alive.
It would be a Hogan warrior for kids today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a bad call.
What do you boo? You don't really boo anybody, but we boo Bri. You know, maybe the kids just cheer both people.
I don't see Rollins winning this match because, and I don't see him cashing in either because I still have him earmarked for Orton at WrestleMania.
Probably would make sense.
So, and I could see Orton even showing up to cost him the belt at the Royal Rumble.
Orton wins the match at Mania, Rollins cashes in again.
So that's just fine. He's got till July, so he can use it to when you need it the most, right? So pocket that. I would honestly, like, Brock Lesnar as the champion, Daniel Bryan as the challenger, the ultimate David Goliath match would be a hell of a thing at WrestleMania. And I would love to see that. So if that happens, fine, whatever. If it's Lesnar Reigns, I'm not interested, frankly. You know?
Think about this Royal Rumble match coming up with John Cena, Seth Rollins, and Brock Lesnar, right? And think about just the chance you have for a different kind of psychology that nobody else would expect. Imagine the match starts, and Seth Rollins and Cena are instantly on the same page. Get Lesnar out of the match.
That'd be interesting.
You know, I haven't thought about this till right now. You know, you have that option where Seth Rollins and John Cena just kind of look at each other and be like, we need to get him out of here. Right? And in the moment Seth Rollins sees the opportunity, he stabs Cena in the back.
Don't you wish.
But that puts Brock Lesnar out for a good, like, 10 minutes. Then you can let the two fast-paced guys go for a minute.
Work the match out.
Right. And then Lesnar comes in and just starts destroying people. But everybody focusing on Lesnar would not be a bad way to play that match off.
No, I mean, that's the way it's going to have to go, because Brock Lesnar, the way they vote him is too brutal to just be left alone hurting people for that match.
Right.
Because that match would be too quick. So, yes, that's what's going to have to go. I think you're going to see, like, they're going to inadvertently work together, then they're going to purposely work together, and then they fight. And then Lesnar will come back, destroy everybody, Cena will get the upper hand, and then they go home with their finish.
It's going
to
be a great match.
I think it'll be people are going to wonder where the hell it's going to go.
And you know, here's what I'm going to tell you right now is we've seen Brock Lesnar versus John Cena
a bunch of times.
And all matches have been good matches. I think the last one was the weakest of them.
Yes.
You know, the one at, what, Money in the Bank?
Night Champions.
And that was the weakest of them, but still, good match. Both of them still work. But, you know, it's just those guys have had a history together so far since Lesnar's been back. And you add Seth Rollins to the mix of that match.
I think, yeah, it gives you a freshens up the match completely.
Yeah.
It really does.
Those two are outside battling. Who's going to do the high flying shit? You know what I mean? I forget that Seth Rollins was that Spider-Man like dude in the Shield.
Let me just give you my call on it. It's just that the only reason I'd give up that Brock Lesnar winning that match, keeping the belt and going on to wrestle Daniel Bryan, the only way I'd give that up is if I knew that The Undertaker was going to come back to get his revenge against Lesnar. If that was a possibility, then screw it. I'd let Lesnar lose. If not, then Lesnar walks out champion.
What if Taker came out in the middle of the main event?
So
the title match.
Oh, that'd be awesome, dude. The gong goes off and distracts Lesnar. Cena picks him up, hits an AA. Here's my question. And this may still answer, even if Cena... No, let me just ask you this question. Let's say John Cena doesn't win, right? Lesnar goes on to fight the Royal Rumble winner. Rollins goes on to fight Randy Orton. And let's even say they don't go with The Undertaker. Let's say Undertaker Wyatt if there is a WrestleMania match. What does John Cena do with WrestleMania, dude? Who does he fight? What's his match?
John Cena versus everybody else who's not wrestling.
Yeah, just a 61-on-1 handicap match, and he'll win.
Mm-hmm. So, and them all at the same time.
We'll talk about it.
So, I mean, what do you think he's going to do?
I mean, personally...
Rusev?
Yeah.
Rusev. And he's got nothing like that. They're booking it that way, Rusev. Would you put John Cena over?
Yes.
Give him his first loss
because
WrestleMania.
Because I'd have Rusev come out the next night and destroy him the night after WrestleMania, and I'd still have that go on into the beginning of the summer, keep Rusev looking strong, and then move him on. The trick is he'd have to get the U.S. title off of Rusev.
Can you imagine how that would make Rusev look to win against John Cena at WrestleMania?
Oh, it would make him huge. It would make him huge. The only other thing you can do, but I don't know if the fans, much less the bookers, have the patience for it, would be to let that pay off for one more year and have John Cena go into Cowboy Stadium as the big Patriot guy, going to take down Rusev, who's coming as the evil Russian. That could be a world title match.
Rusev undefeated for another year. What was Goldberg's record?
Way more. Well, not nearly as much as that. Goldberg was 162 before he got, or something like that.
Where's Rusev, do you think?
They don't keep track. But if he stayed undefeated for another year, he'd be ridiculous. The only thing that could stop him then in that regard, you know? So
I think then you got your option. But you got to put him in better matches. You know, you got
to immediately start fighting higher-profile people if that's the case.
And if he loses...
It has to matter.
If he loses, not by, like, any type of fall.
I would even, here's what I would do, just to not to fantasy book ourselves too far ahead of the curve, but I would wait that extra year with the idea of the payoff being seen up Rusev, 105,000 people, WrestleMania 32. I'd have Rusev look really good at this WrestleMania beating somebody that's not Cena, look really impressive doing it. And then somewhere around the beginning of the summer, have Rusev cross the line and suspend him for a couple months. So you still, you know, make him... Training videos of him out in Russia, Bulgaria, waiting for his suspension.
Or outside protesting Monday Night Raw.
Strip him of the WWE of the U.S. Championship, so he comes back with his European Championship, what he's preparing himself as since Putin invaded Ukraine. So he declares himself the European champion and comes back and tirades, and the only person who can stop him is Superman.
Then he invades NXT.
Oh, I mean, there you go. Something.
The Russian takeover.
Have him terrorized until then. That's right. Keep him fresh. But that's what I would do. So that, well, we're facing the possibility distinctly that in 4 days, John Cena's WrestleMania match is questionable.
Yeah, I mean, it's even questionable. I mean, the only way it's solidified in what we know he's going to do is if he wins. I don't know.
I mean, you got such a money moment with David and Goliath with Lesnar and Bryan. Why would you go away from it unless you're going with the Undertaker match? Which still, you know, it's pro wrestling. So give us that Daniel Bryan beating Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania again. Do it.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So we got a whole question marks here, folks, and we want to know what you have to say. So call in. Be a part of the chat. The chat room is currently lighting up right now. Chip is actually being quite restrained in there. So, you know, good.
Did you get on there?
No, yes, Chip, but I was complimenting you, so just keep to yourself. We're going to be back with more Inside Views. Chip, I'll ask you to queue up some commercials, because when we come back, we're talking about the Royal Rumble match itself. We're going to give you some predictions, some on the wall, some off the wall. We're going to let you know some of the history of the Rumble and what we love about it. And, of course, we're going to tell you about the Royal Rumble drinking game. All this and more coming right back, Inside View Wrestling Podcast, best seat in the house.
Hello, Fernando here again to tell you about the latest and greatest of the services brought to you by my company, the Escuela Preparation Company. We have now realized what you, the consumer, most crave in an apocalyptic scenario. You crave companionship. You crave someone to hold you, someone to care for you, someone to keep you warm, someone to keep you safe. Now, Escuela Preparation Company is very proud to bring to you this very service. A service we have titled Fernando, for now and for eternity. With Fernando for now and for eternity, you can request that Fernando, a man who was once a boy from the small village of Pedos Mejivos, come to your home and spend the night with you. We may eat. We may laugh, we may talk, we may find our bodies intertwined, positions unknown, minds lost into the dark abyss of the love. Where you begin and where Fernando ends, no one may ever truly know. With Fernando, from here, for now, and for eternity, Fernando may be with you for the night. And if it should happen that the apocalypse or the end of days would occur while Fernando has you wrapped in a strong yet gentle embrace, then Fernando will be yours for eternity. What could be more appealing than finding yourself wrapped, held, needing, wanting Fernando, needing Fernando, seeing Fernando with your eyes, kissing him with your lips, again seeing him with your eyes, needing him with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your very soul, to wake up every day and to need Fernando. That is what Fernando and the Escuela Preparation Company are ready to do for you. So when it is dark, when you are cold, when you feel lonely, call on Fernando, and you may just get lucky, and Fernando may be your Fernando forever.
Damn, that guy goes.
So creepy.
He is, but he's a sponsor. Welcome back to Ringside View wrestling podcast.
And I don't like that guy.
I don't care, Chip. It's a very merry ringside view. Royal Rumble now, folks. We're going to talk about the Royal Rumble match. 30 men. 2 men start every 2 minutes-ish. Somebody enters until all the men have entered the ring.
It's really like starts out 2 minutes. And then at the end of the match, it's like 30 seconds.
Yeah, they do whatever they want to. But you're on the way to be eliminated over the top rope. Both feet must hit the floor. And then you're out. Last man standing wins and goes on to main event WrestleMania 31 in San Francisco. So we got 20 guys have been announced as of right now for the Royal Rumble match. That's most of your main roster, right?
Noah.
What?
Before we go into the WrestleMania match for this year.
The Royal Rumble match for this year.
Thanks for the coffee, Chip. What is your most fondest Royal Rumble memory?
That's a really good question, Drew. Well, I would have to say my fondest Royal Rumble memory is from January 19th, 1992. That is the Royal Rumble, the one and only time where the WWF Championship was on the line in the Royal Rumble.
Woo!
Major Boy Ric Flair draws number 3, goes the distance to walk out the World Championship. And I remember very distinctly that's the first time, God, since they cheated Hogan out of the belt, that, wow, a heel won, and it really resonated with me. I mean, Slaughter won the year before, but no one really gave a fuck. So, I mean, Flair winning that belt, that was awesome, and Heenan lost his shit at the end of the match. Amazing promo. I think that's my fondest Rumble memory, aside from being live at the Rumble, of course. The my fondest Rumble memory being Ric Flair winning the belt. How about you, Drew?
That is definitely a tough question that I ask us, but that's where I got to say, you know, my number one most fond, one of my most first memories of Royal Rumble, a vivid memory, was the whole Hulk Hogan Sid Vicious incident.
That was at that Royal Rumble, 92.
Yeah, I mean, that Rumble was the first one I truly remember, like, watching and
delving into.
The next would have to be the Luger-Bret Hart finish.
Yeah, 94. Yeah,
no, that was a pretty good finish.
Yeah,
pretty
it was
classic
same
finish.
Time.
But my favorite memory in Royal Rumble history was live in Pittsburgh when we were there, and I can say that I say that as a bias, you know,
party
because I live in Pittsburgh. It was the first time that Big Four has come to Pittsburgh, probably the last time the Big Four will come to Pittsburgh. But there's a reason why that night will go down. It's just an infamous wrestling show.
Multiple reasons, really.
It's just, I you know, we peaked out the Yes movement so hardcore that night.
I think we really brought it into a full throttle mode.
I thought that we were going to be the only group of people, us and a select few people, be the only people going in there so gung-ho for Daniel Bryan. Like, our plan was every match we was going to chant for Bryan.
We didn't really have a plan,
but that's who we wanted to cheer for. Walking in there, it was just yes, 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 Brian, and then it was just
and the crowd responded.
The crowd was already having the same page as us, so it was awesome.
Well, I think too what really happened, I maintain at last year's Rumble, very simply put, is that when you go to a house show, it's mostly kids with their parents, and when you go to a TV, it's mixed. It's half kids, half your 18 to 40 male. Who were possibly fans during the Attitude Era, who are, or at least a mature, maybe even internet smart fans. When you go to the pay-per-views, though, in Pittsburgh, specifically something big like the Rumble, that crowd that night was 90% average male fan who knows a little bit, remembers the Attitude Era, and was not afraid to be have a couple of beers and be vocal about it. And that's what happened.
Well, there's one thing you would say about Pittsburgh. Nobody in Pittsburgh is afraid to have a few beers, and be vocal about anything.
Yeah, so that's what happened, though. So that's some fun Royal Rumble memories, and this is great ones. I mean, the one where Austin got eliminated but snuck back in and won Pittsburgh Hart right the hell off, dude. I mean, that's awesome Royal Rumble. And then him winning in 97 was also cool. So
I still stand by Maven should have won.
Maven when he dropkicked the Undertaker over, and Undertaker proceeded to beat the hell out of him.
And he never got eliminated.
No,
it dragged out through the bottom of the rope.
So Maven could have won the Royal Rumble that year. So there's something to think about. Something also to talk about before we get into the actual bulk of the Royal Rumble match itself, is there was a panel on Raw this past Monday where Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, and Ric Flair picked their respective winners, possibly kayfabe, possibly not, for the Rumble match. So I'm going to throw this at you, Drew, and you react to that. Shawn Michaels said Bray Wyatt.
I just don't see a heel winner.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan said Daniel Bryan.
I share that sentiment.
And Ric Flair said Dean Ambrose.
I would love that.
Interesting.
I would love that. Interesting
picks, though, from all three of them. No one said Roman Reigns. Not one of them said Roman Reigns, and I don't even think Roman Reigns showed up on Raw.
Just real quick. Dean Ambrose wins, right?
Crazy.
Right? Imagine Seth Rollins winning the match this month, Sunday.
That would be interesting.
Still has the Money in the Bank and the title. Loses to Ambrose at WrestleMania and cashes it right in.
That'd be a hell of a thing. So you got a lot of options there. But that was the Legends pick. I wanted to get your input on, as it were.
But now it's probably not kayfabe. It's probably what they actually thought.
Let's talk about the Royal Rumble match. 20 of the 30 guys have been announced. It's most of the main roster. Pretty much everyone, even both Los Matadors, are in the damn match. So there's 10 open spots. Before we get into the picks part of it, who do you think some of those surprise entrants in the Rumble are going to be? Now, already pretty much they've almost confirmed that Bo Dallas will probably make his return in the Royal Rumble. So that takes you up to 21. And the rumors are flying that DDP.
I was about to say, it's me. It's DDP. I think he's going to show up. But here's who else I think is going to show up. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Jake Roberts is going to show up in this one.
He wanted to do it last year. It wouldn't let him. If he took care of himself well enough, I could see them giving him a spot.
So it takes you to 23. I think possibly you get Orton coming back in the Rumble match as well.
I don't think he's going to come 24. Back in the Rumble.
You don't think so?
No.
He's back down.
I don't think he's
going to
be in the Rumble. And here's the reason why. I think he's going to show up during the Rumble match, the Rumble Triple Threat match.
Okay.
When Authority comes out.
When Rollins looks like he's going
to have
it.
You see, like, the Ziggler come out and try to fucking step up, and Orton comes out to put some shit down, right? I think that's when we'll see him show up. I don't think he's going to be
in the Rumble,
match. I wouldn't care, though, if he was. It'd be cool.
Okay, I'm just going to go through a couple of guys who might be hurt, and you tell me if you think they're going to show up in the Rumble match. Do you think we will see Heath Slater come back?
He's not here, sir.
Well, he's not here. Legal trouble. He apparently choked some chick out in an elevator and tried to have sex at WrestleMania weekend.
He Ray Riced her.
He did.
Oh, that's terrible.
He got off for it, so.
He got off, all right.
Dude. So, yes or no, do you think Slater shows up in the Rumble?
If he doesn't choke.
that's dark. Nice, though.
All right, no, but seriously, it's going to be like an elevator ride of emotion.
Oh, true. All right, we're going to skip past Heath Slater.
Kobe does. He picked up some momentum before he got ousted. Him and Tyson Hill?
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good tag team.
Slater Gator. Do you think Rey Mysterio shows up in this Royal Rumble?
No.
They should keep him away from the Royal Rumble match.
Rey Mysterio's gone.
Yeah.
For years.
You think he's gone now?
I don't think he's ever coming back.
You think
you know when he'll be back? When they induct him into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you think that even though they retained his contract, they're not going to really use him?
Yeah, no. I think that they retained his contract if only to have the security that one day he will be back.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so it leaves us a couple slots open for Legends coming back, dude. Think anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we just named a couple, you know, that we just named a couple on who was going to be coming out. You know, I think that.
You think Roberts, you think DDP?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much else in the way of who could theoretically do it. Hogan, maybe. He's pitching to try to get one match out of somebody. He's not going to get a singles match ever. You should.
No, I mean, hey, that's going to be something to do with WrestleMania. Hogan and Cena in a tag match. Against somebody.
Rusev and the Iron Sheik.
Oh, God, dude, that'd be too awesome. Just to get a promo from the Sheik between now and WrestleMania.
No, Vince could not chance that.
No. No, there's no way. She can't even bend over, dude, much less work her man. So you're not going to get it. But, I mean, yes.
Yeah, we'll see Hogan showing up in a Rumble match.
He's got to go to the top rope, though.
Hey, if Jake the Snake Roberts.
So, ladies and gentlemen, wait, the face that he just gave me, though, was like, poor Dutchie. He's like, Hogan wins the Royal Rumble.
Ace of the Vicious comes out and pulls him.
Oh, my God, with the handshake thing. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, payback, Hogan. Payback's a bitch. Yeah, that's interesting. So you think Hogan. Well, if you say Hogan, I would say Flair. Fuck it. Yeah. Flair can go over the top rope.
I think it'll be an unrealistic
hit. Yeah. Oh, Hogan wasn't unrealistic. You can't.
He was unrealistic. But here's the deal. I actually think that if they're going to chance it on anybody, it's going to be Hogan. It's not going to be Flair.
Yeah, probably not. Not with Jerry Lawless, how scary.
And who would be better to see Hogan get thrown over by than Rusev?
Let me break his heart. Break America's heart. Obama would have a press conference about that. First Cold War tension, then in the Royal Rumble match. Hulk Hogan got eliminated. And I want to be perfectly clear about this. By Rusev. And I'm not going to stand for it. I think that'd be interesting.
Hulkamania was going wild on you.
Yes. America loves Hulkamania. And allow me to be very, very clear about this. Hulkamania in America or in Japan. But I'll be able to the press conference. So, no, I don't think Hogan's going to get it. So, no other last-minute ideas for who?
I don't think Michaels is in working shape.
No, and if he wouldn't come back for a Royal Rumble match.
No, if he's coming back, he's coming back for Triple H's last match.
Yeah, probably.
Just to put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm trying to think of some people that would be surprised. You're going to get some NXT guys. Don't forget.
Don't forget, you're going to get
Sami Zayn.
Adrian Neville.
Yeah, what's the other guy?
Kevin Owens?
No, Gothic dude.
Ben Baylor.
No.
No. Gothic dude?
He has the black hair. Kind of like, I can't remember. Is it Corey Graves?
Oh, he's retired now, dude. The former Sterling James Keenan retired due to concussion issues. We've actually talked about this. So there you go. No, he's not coming out. So Sami Zayn.
You know what's throwing me off is I've been beating his ass in WWE 2K15.
So now you think he's still current. No, so that, yeah, so
yeah,
I'm sure they'll fill it out. I'm sure another legend that we're not thinking about. Hacksaw Jim Duggan always makes an appearance in the damn Royal Rumble match. So
is Ascension going to be in it? No,
because they're keeping them out from the Outlaws, so you don't make them look any weaker. They'll be in it next year or the year after, or after they cool down. So yeah, so I'm sure plenty of Virgil.
Jericho.
He wishes. Jericho's always a possibility. Jericho's always a possibility. So plenty of surprise entrants can happen.
The Rock?
No.
Rock versus Brock Lesnar?
The Rock don't eliminate Rusev for that rumored WrestleMania match, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Number one. Who's number one? Rick the Smoke with the Rock is cooking.
Bang.
Goes 1-30 in 15 minutes.
As he single filing guys out, Rock tosses him out. Totally not on steroids.
Wins the belt.
Totally
not on steroids. Wins the belt. Does the same thing Brock Lesnar has done for the past year.
Just not on steroids.
Just not on steroids because the Rock is. And
maybe. Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's not illegal in movies. But, The Rock only shows up every few months, beats the hell out, German suplexes the hell out of Cena.
Not on steroids.
And in G.I. Joe costume. And then wins and wins and wins, and the next year the man can stop in the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There you go.
And the Rattlesnake gets his retribution.
Well, he already did it twice. It's still 2-1 Austin at WrestleMania. But, hey, got a lot of choices. There. And we will get to Austin and WrestleMania 32 at our 32 special and get that stuff started. But because I think there's only one match for Austin at WrestleMania 32. And because the one match that was there for Austin is gone now. He's in UFC. So there's only one more match.
There's still no guarantee. There's never a guarantee. As far as wrestling.
You can almost guarantee that, dude. There's no way the UFC is going to lend CM Punk back to WWE after all that stuff.
You could have almost guaranteed me a year ago the Undertaker streak would never end.
So almost guaranteed. I can guarantee.
You looked at me the week before WrestleMania with Brock Lesnar and said, the streak is never ending, Drew. Get over it.
I did say that. Exactly like that.
And whenever the streak ended, I was the only man who stood up in that room with his arms raised high, like I had been telling you guys for so long. It's going to end. It's going to end. Your heart's going to be broken like they were. So, no guarantees. No guarantees.
Okay, I agree, but I don't see it's going to happen. But we'll talk about 32 when the time comes. So, now comes the part where we talk about, we've been giving our predictions each week for the match, excuse me. And each week it's been the same. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the same game we're going to play live at the Rumble on Sunday. Tell me who, first we're going to discuss who we think is going to win that Rumble. And then we're going to discuss who we want to win that Rumble.
We're going to change it up. You're going to go first, Noah.
I think Daniel Bryan's going to win the Rumble. Now, I have been, Roman Reigns has been on the back of my mind, but Reigns was not on Raw on Monday, was not looking strong. They barely mentioned him. So I do not foresee Roman Reigns winning the Royal Rumble, not without that last push.
What was the point in having him go away, hurt, then promo every week in the back, but live via satellite?
To show his emotion.
To show his emotional side, his soft side. He comes back, and he's still coming through the crowd, and he's still hard-ass. Or anything. You know, I thought they were going with something.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we're going to see if different Roman Reigns. If the guy can come out in jeans and, like, some nice fucking tight shirt or something, you know what I mean? Make it look like he's more of a casual badass than he is an actual, like,
security guard.
No. Same thing. And it's not that I dislike Roman Reigns. I mean, it was his mouth. I cringe a little. But, I mean, at the same time, the guy carries a fire, man. And you don't want to...
He's got a good looking. He's got a good presence.
I think they've run into a problem. And I think we know what that problem is called. Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
Dean Ambrose excelled.
He got a lot hotter than they expected.
And had to have.
And he's still hot.
Yeah, he's still hot. Nobody dislikes
him. Nothing you can do with him that's going to cool him down. They've been trying. They've had a team you blow up in his face, had him lose two blow-off matches in the feud in a row, and they had him have a match stopped against Rusev last week on Raw, and you still can't cool the man off.
Rusev just beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, worked his knee too bad, and the ref stopped the match.
Now, Dean Ambrose defending America.
There you go. Not caring about America. I don't even know whereabouts in America Ambrose is from. So I think Bryan's going to win. Who do you think is going to win this match?
I think D. Bryan.
So our picks have not changed over the last couple of weeks.
Unlike last year, you know, I was thinking D. Bryan should have won. And I feel like a broken record saying he's been this year. But
he's actually in the match.
He's actually in the match this year. Announced to be in the match this year. So D. Bryan is my pick this year. There's always a chance Dave Bautista could come out and ruin my hopes and dreams.
Again.
But I don't think that's going to happen. But D. Bryan is my pick to win. 4 days from now, to go to WrestleMania, the road that he deserved last year.
Yeah.
Which he ended up getting.
Yeah, in a weird way. But yeah.
In a weird way, and it made it even look fucking more awesome.
He didn't get the storybook way, but it was cool. It was a unique way.
Who I would want to win?
Yeah, who do you want to take the Royal Rumble this year?
Dean Ambrose.
You think Ambrose?
I'd lose my shit.
Yeah.
He'd lose his shit.
I mean, that'd be awesome. It'd be completely unpredictable. And it's definitely a possibility. I mean, no one would have foresaw if Sheamus won in the year Sheamus won. Yeah, Jericho pegged for his final he would win the Rumble moment. He never did. He never will.
Jericho is a class actor.
Yes.
You know, not many guys are going to be like, I'm going to come in here. And
All the hype,
and then just
not win the
Rumble. Know what I mean? And totally be cool with it. That guy was like, whatever, man.
I've
already done it all. He's like, I beat The Rock and Stone Cold in the same night.
He probably mentions that once a day, and he deserves to be able to.
When I talk about Jericho, I mention
that. Yeah, I probably mention that once a day. But yeah, so you think you want Daniel? You think Daniel Bryan's gonna win, and you want Dean Ambrose?
Yes.
I think Daniel Bryan's gonna win.
If there's a heel, name two heels you'd like to see win.
Two heels I'd like to see win. First off, would be Bray Wyatt, because I think they wouldn't do it because I can keep pulling back on him. But a Wyatt with that, keeping the WWE title picture completely up in the air until WrestleMania, knowing that Wyatt gets that shot and is completely prepared and is like this predator looming over whoever ends up holding the belt would be an awesome, interesting build-up to WrestleMania. The other heel I'd have win the match would be Rusev, because that would be weird and unstoppable. And again, I'd have Cena win the damn belt and just pull the trigger there and have Rusev go to WrestleMania and fight Cena the champion. Can Rusev be stopped? Is Cena in any condition to stop Rusev at WrestleMania? That would be where I go with the heel. Who I want to win besides Daniel Bryan, because that's the match I want, is Bryan versus Lesnar at WrestleMania for the belt. You know, I'm just going to say it because somebody says it at the party every year, so I'm going to say it. Now, I want Ziggler to win the Royal Rumble. He stole the show at Survivor Series. He's a workhorse. I think he's going to get a hell of a pop when he comes out on Sunday, and I think he'll be in the match for like 45 minutes again.
And I think Ziggler versus Lesnar would kind of be the same idea as the Bryan versus Lesnar.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, my heels, Bray Wyatt, obviously, but for the sake of changing it up, I'm not going with Rusev because you kind of took the picks from my mouth. I'd say the two heels that I would like to see win the Royal Rumble, Bad News Barrett.
All right, Barrett. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Barrett would be a good call for me to win that match. Okay. You know, I think that would be a very surprising win, to say the least. As far as other heel goes, I mean, there's not really much out there in the way of heel. I mean, everybody's focused on who's the next babyface, but who's the next big heel besides Bray Wyatt?
That's a good question. I mean, first of all, Seth Rollins is the top heel on the program.
Yeah, big heel. Right. Hi.
Yeah, so he's not going to be in that match. I think the next top heel is somebody who's a babyface. Obviously, I think Ambrose is going to be a mega heel whenever they do turn him heel. He's going to be a ridiculous heel. I think Reigns is going to be a mega heel when they eventually turn him heel. I still think the money there is if you do to Reigns what they did with The Rock, which is make him the company's guy, you know, have him come out in a super nice shirt, glasses, and just be like this over-the-top star, and let him just find some legs that is not this big tough guy persona, I think he could have a hell of a run.
And then have crowd chanting Roman sucks. Roman sucks.
Anything, yes. Give him the rub, give him whatever he needs. But that's, I think there's money in that too. So I think there's still both of the remaining Shield guys have a big heel run in them at least. I think Sheamus, who's not in the Rumble match, has a big heel run coming in them too. But I think as far as current heels go, you need baby faces more than you need heels, and there's like 10 guys on the roster I'd love to see work heel. I'd love to see Cesaro as a big baby face, though, too.
He's tough. He's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about him. It's hard to peg him as either or, believably. He's Jason Statham in the WWE ring. So it's hard to...
He's the transporter.
Yeah, to me, that's who he is. But, I mean, let's move on a minute. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready?
Am I ready?
Are you ready? America, are you ready?
Are you ready, America, world, internet,
universe, aliens?
All the aliens. Especially
all
the ones that want to have sex with us.
Yes. Especially the ones that want
to have sex with us. Yes. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Because we're going to talk about
the Royal Rumble drinking game.
The Royal Rumble.
Get your pen and paper ready.
So this is the part of the podcast that you can skip right to on Sunday night and refresh for whatever Royal Rumble drinking party you have, viewing party, because here and now we will explain the rules to the Royal Rumble drinking game. Now, this is best played with beer.
Beer.
A mixed drink or especially straight alcohol with the amount of drinks involved will just hurt you. We do not recommend it.
If you don't like beer, then get yourself some, like, Mike's Horrors or some Smirnoff Ice, because they're going to be the closest thing you'll be able to get to without really...
You can make a punch, but you got to heavily dilute that stuff, man. It's got to be real weak. I'm talking about like a half a fifth to 2 gallons worth of juice you know, something like that. Just like, yeah, a light ratio. So what we're saying, folks,
we're going with 5% alcohol content.
Yes, yes. That is probably even upward swings, depending on how you handle your booze, because of the speed of the game. But we recommend with beer. And speaking of the beers, if you're going to ask what particular beers that we prefer to play, first of all, we recommend drinking anything that you particularly like the taste of. We recommend something not heavy. So avoid your darker beers. Avoid your Guinnesses, your Stouts, or Porters. I personally find Yingling too heavy to play the game with, but I know others don't.
Well, I myself have to say, for the World Humble Drinking Game, there are two beers that I particularly go for, Yingling or Lion's Head. Now, the reason I pick Lion's Head is because it's cheap.
Yes.
And I'm not really caring about how my beer tastes at the World
Humble. After about the first beer, you give no shits about how the beer tastes. No. You're in it for speed.
But Yingling, because I really like Yingling, and it's not that expensive, at least here in Pittsburgh. But if you're somebody who if you're going to end up drinking a lot, which this game usually entails, it's good to go for a lighter beer. You know, your Bud Lights, your Molsons, your LeBlanc Blues.
Something with a less body to it.
Right.
Definitely never under any circumstances play the Royal Rumble drinking game with Michelob Ultra. You can play your own freaking figure skating drinking game or whatever, your field hockey. You don't bring that shit to the Royal Rumble because Michelob Ultra is not a beer. It's dark water. Now, another question we get is, how many beers per person do you think is average or appropriate to build? And my first question there, are you bringing cans or bottles?
It depends on how big your gulps are.
Yeah, well, I would say about the average person in one of those things takes about a half an ounce drink.
Can I fill you in on something, though?
Yeah.
A can is 12 ounces.
It is.
A bottle is 12 ounces.
Yes, but the way you drink it determines how much you drink. That's what I always say. You tend to take less booze in out of a bottle because the intake rate is slower.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's opposite.
Okay, really?
Mine's opposite because I don't put both lips to the bottle in the Royal Rumble game. I just go bottom lip.
Bottom
lip. So it pours right in.
Yeah.
So you get a nice gulp. I'm like four swigs and my beer's done.
Okay.
With a can, it gets messy.
I tend to take, you know, an ounce, maybe ounce and a half a drink, maybe two tops. So my cans make me last me 8 drinks, 10 drinks in the Royal Rumble drinking game tops.
But I would say a healthy amount is at least 8 beers apiece.
I would say yes. If you show up with three 6-packs, we'll cover 2 people for the Royal Rumble drinking game.
I'd say roughly. You'd definitely get through it.
Yeah. So for 4 people, case is about appropriate. You can play the Royal Rumble drinking game with 40 ounces. I prefer to play whenever you get the guys together and you play to a classic Rumble, which is always something you can do in April or June. I prefer to play to a 40-ounce classic Rumble. I prefer beers live. You know.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. You're going to drink a lot during this game, and especially if you're like us, you tend to go through the entire pay-per-view coming up with rolls for each match just because you want reasons to drink.
You want to
so before you even get to the Rumble, you have probably already killed about 3 or 4 beers. So let's change our number to a 12-pack apiece here.
Yeah, and if you have beer left over, then, hey, save it for Super Bowl Sunday, which inevitably follows.
Anyway. A week later.
Yeah.
So, a week later, so...
Yeah, you never have too much beer. Now, you can always, first of all, we encourage your own wild card rules to add on, change the rules as you feel the need. But these are the core Royal Rumble rules. Now, knowing the rules of the match, 30 men in, over the top rope, we're going to take turns and go through the Royal Rumble drinking game rules, including some new additions that we're seeing to the game this year. The first rule is that you drink for every entry into the Royal Rumble match.
30 drinks.
Right off the gate. You drink every time someone enters in, without fail. 30 drinks. Number 2.
Oh, on my turn?
Yes.
All right. Number 2. You drink for every elimination.
So 29 additional drinks there.
29 more drinks.
So bare minimum is 59 drinks of your beer. Think about that. Bare minimum. Rule number 3. If somebody hits a finisher in the match, you drink. Now, we've addended this year that certain signature moves, because of the rarity or the specialness of the move, or how it tends to change momentum, you can, at the discretion of the party, call drink on that. For example, Roman Reigns' Superman Punch is not a finisher, but we will be calling drink for it.
But his spear is.
Yeah.
So when that moment hits where he hits 8 Superman punches, and 8 spears.
16 drinks.
That's 16 drinks to us.
Bam, from Roman Reigns.
It doesn't have to be to you. If you want to be strict, when we first started playing this game, we went strictly finishers.
Yes.
Strictly finishers.
Some rumbles, you're heavy in it. Some rumbles, you're not.
The only differences were, like, if the Rock hit the people's elbow or the Rock bottom, then I say they're both finishers.
Yeah, and that's why we've added some of these moves. I mean, Big Show's using the knockout punch to just finish, but we're still going to drink for the choke slam. Things like that. Number four. How about that animal that we like to skin?
Oh, skinning the cat. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? I would have gotten to that. That wasn't the one I was going to go with next, but skinning the cat. Skinning the cat is, if you don't know, whenever you're getting thrown over the top rope and you catch yourself off the top rope while hanging without your feet touching the ground. Sometimes they add the drama, one tap, 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 you know.
Yeah, it's a dangle move.
It's a dangle move, and then they pull themselves back up impressively.
That is skinning the cat.
I have tried to skin the cat. It is not easy.
No, it happens at least once every Royal Rumble match, so you drink for that. You also drink, the next drink, is weapon strikes. Now, we haven't seen a lot of those in Royal Rumble match. Now, with Dean Ambrose in the Royal Rumble this year, we may get those. But
you never know.
Any foreign object strikes at all. Shoots count too. If they're taking off, you drink for each individual strike.
Yes. Yes. Now, that, am I missing one?
No, that is the core rules, not counting what we have added for this year. So, I mean, that is.
Oh, yeah, we have added at least 3 more, correct?
Yeah, well, we added that. The first big one was the addendum. To it. The addendum to that rule about the finisher. So now you can call it Ziggler's Rocket Dropper is now a drink too. So we've added like certain signature moves to the drink scale. A new one that we'd like to add is that you now officially drink for the Kofi Kingston elimination spot.
He better do something sweet this year.
Or anybody else's variation of it.
Is he going to be in it?
I imagine he is.
Even though he's going to be in a car?
They've already announced it.
Okay.
He's in the 20 that's included. So he'll be in the Royal Rumble match, and he'll get his big element. So you drink for that, folks. And you drink for any shenanigans we call as far as elimination goes. Someone saving somebody else. I would also like to call, I mean, this is just a thing I like to call, but if you have already been eliminated and you eliminate somebody else, let's say someone's dumped over and they pull somebody out, that's a double drink. That should be a double drink right there. In my opinion.
Yeah.
And then the third big addendum that we did on to officially make it official this year is that correctly guessing the Royal Rumble winner forces everybody else who didn't guess it correctly to drink an additional drink. So there's one called that the roundup rule that happens at the end of the night. And of course, we encourage any wild card rules. We'll probably add something on. Usually it rotates. Different person gets to pick every year what the extra wild card rule is. I mean, we've had people call it for Irish whips. We've got people coming off the top rope was a big rule for a couple of years, and people would just use as their wild card.
Question.
Yes.
What happens if more than one person picked the same?
Then everyone else takes a drink for each winner picked. So let's say there's 8 people in the room. 2 of them pick the guy who wins. So that means the remaining 6 people take 2 drinks. Top of the Royal Rumble winners.
What did you unanimous pick?
Then nobody drinks for the Royal Rumble.
Or everybody drinks. We should do that. If there's some chance everybody picks the same.
If everyone picks Daniel Bryan and Daniel Bryan wins, then everybody
drinks
once.
There's no not drinking at that point.
Agreed. What will probably happen, our friend Alyssa's probably going to be there. So she'll pick Sheamus, even though he's not in the Royal Rumble match. So she'll probably have to be the one that drinks in case everyone picks Daniel Bryan.
Is he hurt still?
Yes, he is still hurt. He got hurt after that match with Rusev on Raw. Wrestling twice a night. That's what he'll do.
Yeah. First time he's been hurt
in that big.
A while.
No, he was hurt for a while. There. He came back and won the U.S. title, and then now he's hurt again.
Oh, poor Sheamus.
Poor pasty white Sheamus. But that, friends, is how you play the Royal Rumble drinking game. We're going to record a little snippet of the action while we're at our Royal Rumble drinking party. We want to hear about how your attempt to play the game goes, so write us on Facebook, you know, hit us up on the website. Call in the next week. We're going to be reviewing that. We might still be hungover from the thing. It's 4 days after, but we're going to try it anyway, because that's how we roll.
Next Wednesday's
show is going to be interesting.
9:08 Central.
Yes, and we're going to talk. We're going to know who the Royal Rumble winner is. We're going to know who the champion is after Royal Rumble. So no doubt, I'm just going to say now, a big part of our show next week is going to be talking about that road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I want to leave tonight's Royal Rumble discussion with a very simple question, Drew.
What?
Sting. Does he show up at the Rumble to cause Triple H some shit?
I believe he does.
Absolutely. I can't see how you don't. How if the Authority gets involved in that title match, how Sting making an appearance doesn't.
It's got to.
It's got to.
Messing dudes up with a baseball bat.
Somebody. Have him drop somebody. That's what we say here at Ringside View.
And I think that's about that time.
I think it is about that time. You know, we appreciate you guys joining us. We really look forward to the Royal Rumble. We hope you do, too. Let's see if we got a new champion. We got a cash in. Does D-Bry do it? Does Reigns do it? I'm saying underdog pick of the year. Mine's Stardust. Drew, who's yours? Easy, Chip. Who's your pick?
Miz Dow.
Miz Dow and Stardust are our underdog picks for this year's Royal Rumble. We appreciate you guys joining us, having us in every week. We will see you next week. We'll remind you, March 7th, coming up, Castle Shannon Fire Hall. It's Generations of Pro Wrestling. JPWLive.com is the website. $15 is general admission, all access tickets. Fun for the whole family, so be a part of some great live local wrestling in the Pittsburgh, PA area.
You can be ringside. Best view ever.
Yes, you can have a ringside view with the best seat in the house on March 7th at Castle Shannon Fire Hall, Generations of Pro Wrestling. I think that'll do it for us, dude.
Yes, that'll do it for us.
All right, well, for Noah,
Drew,
Ringside View,
Wrestling,
Best Seat in the House,
Ever,
Podcast, greatest thing you've ever had inside you.
Inside of you.
It is totally satisfying.
Twice.
Good night, everybody. Ding 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 ding